News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Well, the number of new travel-related COVID-19 cases is a grave concern. That's according to our next guest, Philip Nolan, who's the chair of the National Public Health Emergency Team, the Irish Epidemiological Modelling Advisory Group, and also president of Maynooth University. Philip, thanks for joining us on the programme this morning. Why are you so concerned about the number of new cases from people returning from abroad?
Well, I think you put it very well yourself just a moment ago about what are people going to do in the coming days and weeks. We are moving to a new phase, but people need to be very conscious that the virus is still out there, albeit at very low levels. So we still need to be very careful if we are going to our favourite restaurant or if we're visiting friends and family. So it's important to remind people that it would simply be dangerous if all kind of 4.9 million of us went out and did everything that we used to do in January in the same way. The virus would spread very quickly. As I said, it's the fact that the virus is at very low levels right now on this island that allows us to tentatively and carefully now go back to some of the activities that are most important to us.
So you're concerned about people who maybe go on a holiday over the next couple of weeks and then they return home?
Precisely. The last thing we need right now at this very delicate phase is unfortunately, in some other countries, the level of the virus is higher than it is here. And in some other countries, it's rising. And it represents a real risk to us if people were to travel unless it's absolutely necessary. And then re-import the disease into the country, it would represent a very significant additional risk and a very significant burden on the public health system, on the hospital system, and a very grave risk then to people in our society who are vulnerable.
So are you advising people here in the Republic of Ireland to have a staycation only this year?
Well, it's not just me. I mean, the very firm government advice right now remains to avoid all non-essential travel. And if people are required to travel, and there are legitimate reasons why people would need to travel, they're required to self-isolate on return to the country. So what I'm simply doing is reaffirming the formal government position right now, which is to restrict all unnecessary travel.
Well, just interestingly, on that point, because the government had said, or the outgoing government, I should say, really now, last week, you know, committed to putting together, compiling this green list of countries that maybe had a low infection rate, which would allow, where travel would be allowed to from the 9th of July, which is Thursday week. But there's an interesting story, Philip, in the front of the Irish Times this morning, that the planned easing of restrictions on overseas travel from next month, that could be delayed. What's Enfit's position on that? Should the green list of countries that's due to be drawn up and announced on Thursday week, should that be delayed now?
Well, it's something that we need to go about very carefully. NEFID published its advice to government last week, and it's quite clear that it's a very significant concern of that group that we would limit international travel to the minimum that's required. So there's a need, of course, particularly across Europe or part of the European Union, there's a need for the European Union to move carefully and together to reopen under careful circumstances travel across the Union. And I think there's a fundamental point that goes beyond what governments say or how we might actually regulate for essential travel or what you might call priority travel. I mean, you know, family reunification, for instance, is going to become a major issue over the coming months. So it's one of the things that we need to think about ourselves. There are some things that are necessities. Beyond that, I think you put it again very well earlier, over the next couple of weeks, because we shouldn't be doing everything, we should still be limiting our contacts, we should still be reducing the opportunity for the virus to transmit. We need to think about prioritising. So any opening up of international travel, while the virus is still spreading across the world, needs to think about what are the priorities.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Will the advice be for the likes of the business meetings and the reunification of families rather than, you know, Andrea deciding she wants to go on a sun holiday to somewhere that's on the green list?
Well, I put it even a little bit further. I mean, I think Andrea and Philip should think about this issue of luxury versus necessity. If I decide or you decide that we want simply an international holiday, which is an utterly different matter, as they say, from somebody wanting to go and visit their family in Spain or Italy or Ireland, really, if that carries a risk of transmitting the virus back into Ireland or, you know, from Ireland to another low prevalence country, then we really need to think about this year, 2020, do we really need to do that? Is it appropriate? So I'm asking people where these are matters of simple luxury, could we think twice about, is it worth the risk? And particularly, is it worth the risk to others?
Okay. Can I ask you about people who maybe, Philip, have holidays already planned, flights paid for, accommodation booked, maybe, you know, at the likes of the end of July or at the start of early August, their flight, it would appear, is going to take off, in which case, if they're not on it, they lose the money. Should there, like, what do you say to those people? And particularly if that area they're going to is going to be on a green list of countries?
Well, first of all, we don't know anything about what a potential opening up of travel might look like over coming months. My personal decision has not been to book an international holiday this summer. So it's quite clear that there's all sorts of complexities around that. I mean, we've been told, for instance, we should check with our insurers about what the situation will be around that travel. So, I mean, it's not really for me to advise people about the commercial transaction of booking a holiday or not booking a holiday. I haven't done it. The advice to me as a citizen from the government has been very clear to avoid all non-essential travel for the foreseeable future. And that's the advice that I've taken.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Philip Nolan, Chair of the National Public Health Emergency Team, the Irish Epidemiological Modelling Advisory Group, also President of Maynooth University. My thanks to you for joining us on the programme this morning.